A few hours after midnight, rebels in Colombia fired homemade missiles at a Navy base located in the jungle in the southern province of Nariño. 14 Colombian Marines were killed, 25 were wounded. The attack on the country's security forces by FARC, the Revolutionary Armed Forces of Colombia, was one of the worst in months. It comes amidst a government offensive called Plan Patriot that seeks to track down the rebels who've been fighting Colombian authorities for more than 40 years. To tell us more about the story, joining us is Stephen Dudley, a correspondent for the Miami Herald. He's with us on the phone from the capital, Bogota. Thanks very much for being with us.
Thank you.
This morning's missile attack, unexpected and a shock to the government?
Certainly a shock, since they haven't really been attacked like this in about 2 years, since they started their offensive, which includes about 15,000 soldiers, which are concentrating most of their efforts in the southeastern region of the country where the FARC has its strongholds. They really haven't been tested like they were just last evening. What you had a few years ago, before they launched this all-out assault and really pushed the rebels into retreat, you had almost constant attacks like this on both military outposts and police stations. So, yeah, definitely a surprise.
Tell us a little bit more about Plan Patriot and how it's proceeding. It's been going on, as you mentioned, for quite some time.
It's been going on for a couple years. Anywhere between 15,000 and 20,000 troops have been concentrated in what are known as sort of the Revolutionary Armed Forces of Colombia FARC strongholds. And most of those are in the southeastern part of the country. And essentially, it's an effort, really an unprecedented effort by the government to have a military presence and a constant military presence in these jungles where the FARC rebels have held sway for nearly 35 to 40 years. So it's really, in a way, the government's greatest or most impressive response to the guerrilla threat since the armed insurgency began almost four decades ago.
Now, this attack last night comes during a time of strained relations between Colombia and its neighbor Venezuela. This over the capture of a leading FARC rebel who was living the good life openly in Caracas, the capital of Venezuela.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, anything that kind of occurs now with regard to the FARC will bring up this point with regard to Venezuela, and that is the question of whether or not Venezuela is harboring FARC rebels inside its territory, allowing them to live, as you put it, the good life. This particular character, his name is Rodrigo Granda. He was part of what's known as the International Commission of the FARC. He would spend most of his time traveling to different countries in South America, Central America, and Europe, trying to garner political support mostly for the FARC rebels and in their efforts really to gain some sort of political presence in these different places. And yes, his presence was pretty well known in Venezuela. The problem with it, with attacking Venezuela too much on this, is that he wasn't necessarily a wanted character. That is, he wasn't on the list of international police lists or even on the Colombian list of wanted rebels just until July of this past year. So in order for the government, Colombian government, to really argue that the Venezuelan government is harboring rebels like this, they really have to have a stronger argument with regard to how long they've been looking for some of these rebels and whether they've notified some of their neighbors that they are looking for some of these rebels.
Well, Colombia, as I understand it, put out a bounty on this man and it was collected by some Venezuelan military guards.
Yes, the bounty, of course, was not sort of an open bounty. It wasn't one of these, most wanted lists, and then, we will give you, a $5 million or a couple million dollar reward for helping us capture this particular guerrilla. It was a secret bounty. Essentially, it was an arrangement that was made secretly between officials in Colombia, most likely police, intelligence officials, and then these National Guard and some police members in Venezuela. So the problem with the bounty is it wasn't necessarily above board, and that's what the Venezuelan government is saying to the Colombian government.
Essentially, President Chavez says, you, Colombia, bribed some officers in my government to kidnap somebody on my soil. This is an issue of sovereignty.
Exactly. Exactly. And one of the more interesting sort of sidebars of all this, which really will end up probably being the main story, is that what it did was really open up an avenue for the United States to step in a way that it really hasn't in this issue. The United States was almost kind of looking for an opening or at least it seemed that way, to attack the Chavez government for quote-unquote harboring guerrillas. And in a way, it allows the United States now to try and surround Chavez by gaining alliances, or at least strengthening its alliances with some of Chavez's neighbors in order to sort of marginalize Chavez, because the United States is really having trouble dealing with Chavez. So this is one of the interesting elements that sort of come out of this whole capture of this guerrilla leader in Venezuela.
Stephen Dudley, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Stephen Dudley, a correspondent for the Miami Herald, based in Colombia, and joined us by phone from the capital, Bogota. In Washington, I'm Neil Conan, NPR News.